Network.
Parts of the country. Where the police pull you over, and the stories that always tend to get the news attention is when it's an old lady, and I've seen the state police do this, a whole bunch of other towns in Texas have done it. Where they'll pull an old lady over. An old lady seems to carry a lot of cash around. They're old-fashioned. They're not stupid. Like the modern people that go off to cashless society where the government controls everything. And they pull them over, and they say, you got $4,000 cash, or Ron Paul, treasurer for selling T-shirts at a big rally of 50,000 people, has $4,000. And they go ahead and arrest him and try to steal the money. Famous cases I've seen on the news where... One famous case was a guy from, South Carolina flying to Houston once a year to buy $20,000 worth of plants. And he would pay for it in cash and get a discount. And they saw his cash box and saw him pay with cash, and they just stole it and said, we don't care if you got receipts and you're buying plants. You just shouldn't have money. We're taking it. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And they're doing that now with the Internet. They say, we're just going to shut freedom down on the web. And we're going to just ban protests, forget even free speech zones. It's all being announced. In fact, guys, I keep looking in my stack. Steve Watson wrote a story about web censorship, and I thought I printed it, and I don't have it. It's on prisonplanet.com. You give me that. I want to cover that coming up later. Thanks. It's great having that team out there because I can just get all the info. But I would talk about this. Louisiana, Mississippi are famous for this, too, where the cops steal from you. It's like Mexico. I've had the police pull me over in Mexico. I've seen it with my parents. And they come over and they say, I need you to pay a fine. Pay me cash right now. And if you don't pay them $50, $100, they're going to take you to jail. And they're going to run a credit check on you. And they're going to find out how much money you got. And it's going to be $50,000. And if they can find a .22 round that you drove across the border that fell under your seat, 10 years in prison, they're going to take everything you got. And it's the same thing here. We're becoming like North Korea or Mexico. And I've talked a lot about this, but Texas Senator John Whitmire has introduced a bill to stop that, so he's scheduled to be coming up. Texas police shakedown drivers lawsuit claims. And then CNN goes and talks to the sheriffs and police, and they go, yeah, we take people's money. They're not supposed to have it. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And then the cops keep it, and the judges actually get money from their own cases. They have cops on tape going, and judges in Texas right outside Austin, one case last week, and they go, yeah, I keep the money for myself. You know, the judge rules and then keeps it. It's like, that's totally normal. What, CNN, do you want me to send a SWAT team? You guys are CIA. You're stealing everything, too. I mean, what's the big deal here? Aren't we here to rape these smucks? I mean, this is the land of the cowards, home of the slaves. These people love being slaves. These people love being controlled. What's the big deal? I mean, can't we get in on the raping, too? So we're going to be talking about that coming up. The problem is this needs to be handled by the state, like the senator's doing, because the feds love reporting on bad local cops, so they can come in and federalize things, and then the lower feds don't get any of the booty. They just get a bigger paycheck. They don't get any of the spoils. They'll just come and take your farm or ranch. And mainstream state senators and the Cattlemen's Association, this is mainly to target Texas, because Texas has hardly any federal land. Text of S-787, Clean Water Restoration Act. This says rainwater, wells, aquifers, creeks, pools of water, puddles, they can do anything. Take your land, no warrants, come on. Total federal takeover of America with this. And then you got the Federal Reserve announcing they own the country. That's coming up with Judge Napolitano and a lot more. So, look, they're going for broke on every level. Federal, international, corporate looting, tyranny. and the local cops running around robbing everybody. I mean, it's just total criminal, rogue government gone to seed.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, tens of thousands of phone calls were made to Governor Perry's office against a bill that he was going to sign. State Senator's bill, Kirk Watson, 1440, where the CPS could seize your kids without a warrant or even a court order. Thank God we just learned that was defeated. I was asking another state senator during the break as we were getting him on about another subject, and my guys Googled it and found it in the news that this just happened today. So breaking here, this has been defeated, thank God, to your phone calls. Maybe if we call Governor Perry, we can stop the highway robbery. I've been hearing about this for a decade. In the news, where the police will pull over old ladies, you name it, but usually makes the news when it's an old lady. Nobody believes a white guy or a black guy, some young guy with tattoos. But old ladies, they'll just take $4,000, $5,000, $1,000, take their watch, say, what's your proof this cash is yours? And then the judges keep the money personally. And finally, it's been on CNN and Fox and other channels, thanks to Senator John Whitmore. And I like his solution of having a state law on this forfeiture where they can't keep it personally. So the feds don't come in and federalize things off of forfeiture laws they pioneered to begin with. Problem, reaction, solution. So state senator for Houston and surrounding areas, very important state senator here in Texas, Senator John Whitmore. Thank you for spending time with us, sir.
That's fine. It's Whitmore.
Whitmore, right?
I'll answer anything.
I know it's Whitmire. In fact, we've had you on before. I apologize.
No problem.
For that. Yes, it's Senator John Whitmire. I got a lot going on here. Sir, tell us about the bill and where it's going, what's happening, why we need to do something about this.
Well, we started Felony Forfeiture as a good program in about 1986. It was to keep criminals from benefiting from the profits of their crime. In other words, a drug runner ends up with a lot of cash or automobiles or planes. When you indict him and convict him, you take the proceeds and turn it back into fighting more crime. But through the years, it's been allowed to gradually be kind of independently handled by district attorneys, sheriffs, and police departments. And most of them do a good job. It's a very good concept. But we had heard through the years that some areas were kind of using it as a slush fund. So we had a hearing on it last summer. Actually had people come forward and say that their sheriff or their DA was using it for political purposes. So we actually drew up a law that made it very specific, that it puts the authority or the control in the Attorney General's office versus the governor's. They have to do a very detailed audit. They have to use it only for crime fighting. And we passed the Senate, and it got caught up in the House procedural matters over voter ID. We stuck it on another bill, and then it died at the end of the session. But other stories have been written about the highway robbery in Tehran. It's a small community about 15 miles north of Nacogdoches. Man, they've got a racket going there where the district attorney rides around with a local city marshal. And they pull you over, and if you have any assets, any cash or jewelry or anything of value, they will take it, and you have to, if you will sign a waiver, they'll never file charges against you for whatever the original cause for pulling you over was. So,
sir, isn't that aggravated extortion when they're threatening criminal action if you don't waive your rights and give them the goods?
Yeah, well, I just think it's pure robbery, and I am a little surprised that other authorities, I know the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking at it. You'd think the IRS would look at it. You'd think everyone would look at it. The problem is the state law, which was passed in 86, is so general that, well, no one has any authority. It normally would be the district attorney that would prosecute, but that's the person that's participating in this. Then I can drop down to Kerrville, Texas, where you actually had a district attorney and a district judge in Kerrville, where they took these funds and went to Hawaii every year on what they called kind of a training session for each of their employees.
And the judge bragged that he actually keeps cash money.
Yeah, he gets some money for walking around funds, you know, while he's out there. So you got that abuse. You had a DA in Conroe, Texas, beat last fall because he had been shown to use it for alcohol, golf tournaments. So it's gotten out of hand. Let me tell you another impact it has on actually how you enforce and carry out the laws. Between Houston and the Mexican border, you obviously have a lot of dope going north, but you got a lot of cash going south. We've had testimony that some departments are much more persistent on trying to stop people going south with their money than they are north with the dope. So the abuses of this program are outrageous, but they're also impacting how people fight crime. Let the dope come through, but stop the cash going south.
Well, what's amazing to me is when I see these CNN reports mainly, there's obviously been a lot of Texas reports and sure, and a few other national news, they go and interview these judges and police and district attorneys, and they go, yeah, I'm keeping the money. Law says I can do it because it's so broad, and I guess they've been boss hogging around. These guys, they even look like boss hog. I mean, it really makes Texas look bad, and obviously you've been making that point. Is there any end in sight? Because it seems like the heat you're putting on them, Senator, is doing a little bit, but it seems like it's still going on to a certain extent.
Well, it's keeping honest people honest. Like I said, most of the departments do a good job. There are some borderline cases of the good departments using excessive amount of the funds, in my judgment, for personnel. Instead of the county commissioners funding the sheriff's office or the court, they have now become so dependent on these funds that, in my judgment, that's not what it was intended. It's supposed to supplement what your orderly operations would be. So now you go down in, for instance, Mack Allen. We looked at their DA, and most of the agencies being funded by these forfeited funds. And, you know, the potential abuse there is that you get too aggressive and you cut corners to support your department instead of going to commissioner's court or the taxpayers. But
well, sir,
we're going to fix it, I can assure you. I don't think the governor will put it in this call for a special session, but we're going to stay on top of it.
All right, Senator John Whitmire joins us from Houston. Separately, but on the same line, do you know the story of Captain Kidd, or do you know the story of Letters of Mark or privateers throughout history whenever they do this? And I know you're saying good idea at the beginning. It always turns into tyranny to have these letters of mark, these privateers, and that's what it turns the police into. Like you said, funding themselves off this to the point of they just set up whole checkpoints, violate the Fourth Amendment, start searching everybody's cars. They pull over families, tear their cars apart because they're going to get promoted. They're going to get bigger checks. Yep. A lot of the narcotics officers get to drive the Corvettes and Tahoes and Escalades they seize.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've grown up in Dallas. In our neighborhood, there were FBI agents that lived in drug-seized mansions. And so this has been out of control for a long, long time. I mean, I'm sure you know about Dallas where the cops would throw the bags of chalk in the backs of cars.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
So, I mean, it's
nothing worse than a corrupt police agency or the people that prosecute the law. I mean, you know, if you can't depend on them, who can you depend on or trust? And like you and I, in my judgment, I won't speak for you, most do a good job. But, you know, you only need one or two to ruin a good program. And we got to tighten this one up. But you are right. They drive around fancy cars. I can name some. Particularly on the routes between Houston and Mexico. I mean, you know, they come up. You can't imagine. We had one testimony from a sheriff's department. How many cars, people not only trafficking dope, but they're trafficking humans. And when they're pulled over, everybody runs for the brush, and they leave a car there. And we got some agencies that have hundreds of cars. And, you know, they actually had a law where they could give some away to the other county departments. But, you know, there's got to be some accountability. It's got to be done for the right purposes. And none of these shakedowns or highway robberies, which is essentially what it is. And the guys in Kerrville, if that's not stealing, putting money in their pocket, if that ain't stealing, there's no stealing. I don't know why the IRS didn't go after them for just putting money in their pockets.
Well, it's scary when you go through these East Texas towns and then to learn that it's going on around Austin. I'm really ashamed of the German Hill Country out there. Those have always been pretty moral people. I wonder how this started in our state. It's really shameful.
Well, let me quickly also add, there's reports of it around the country. It's you know, when you start out here, what it's intended for, you can't argue with it. You know, take the profits away from crime and from the bad guys and spend it to catch more bad guys. I mean, who can argue with that? But where we lose control is there's no accountability. There's no audit. There's no reporting mechanism. And so the original law written by the district attorneys primarily who wanted to be kind of independent to use it as they saw fit, you know, for years and years we've kind of heard stories, but no one wants to get after the DA or the sheriff because they run for office and they've got a following. But, you know, we got to start down this path and we start getting a lot of stories and support. The media did a fine job. And the District Attorney Association, who initially did not want us to tamper with the law, now are actually supporting our reforms. So something we're going to fix it. I'll stay after it till we do.
Will the reforms go far enough, though? Because once agencies in government history has shown get accustomed to powers, and they say that, you know, practice and custom and possession is nine-tenths of the law. This is kind of like if you have a cow that learns it can jump fences.
Yeah.
You can start raising the fences up. It's going to keep jumping.
Yeah, our egg-eating dog, once they start sucking eggs, they don't ever stop. No, it probably won't go far enough, but I've been in Austin long enough to know I got to fight, you know, live to fight another day. I got to make some improvements in it, some audits, some reports. It allows the Attorney General to go after them civilly if they wrongfully spend the money, make them pay it back with penalties. So I got to do the best I can, and then we'll monitor it and go forward. But It has been embarrassing and outrageous the way part of the nation looks at us, but I'm not worried about how the nation looks at us. I'm worried about how it impacts Texans.
I understand. Senator John Whitmire, do five more minutes with us. I want a few more questions about solutions on the other side and how we get this bill passed. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365. Senator John Whitmire from Houston, right here in Texas, is courageously been fighting what he calls highway robbery by the police. All the time you read about sheriffs, police chiefs in South Texas caught dealing drugs. I see that every few weeks in the news. Meanwhile, you've got them running around in East Texas and Central Texas and West Texas robbing people. Any other hot spots? And as you said, this is going on nationwide. CNN even admits that. But any other hot spots people should look out for?
Well, I'll say I think every community ought to ask their police chief, their sheriff, their district attorneys, all these people who have this tremendous power of acquiring funds, how do you go about it? I mean, first of all, someone should be charged with a crime, and a court should declare the funds forfeited. It should not be done just by some paperwork on the side of the road. So that would be the first inquiry. Then if the funds are acquired properly, everybody ought to ask, are they going back into fighting crime and not for golf tournaments and whiskey and political purposes? There ought to be, you know, more troops on the ground. They ought to have better equipment. How do you take criminal funds, forfeited funds from the outlaws, and then use it against them? So I think every community, every citizen ought to ask their local jurisdiction, how do you use forfeited funds? I mean, they can be used for a wide variety of crime-fighting techniques, equipment, officers. I'll be honest with you, drug courts could be funded. That's where you try to help folks who've got drug habits get off this stuff. There's a lot of things other than entertainment and fancy cars for some public officials.
I was talking to during the break. You're saying it's a good idea to call Governor Perry's office?
Wouldn't hurt. You know, I'm going to inquire. He'll put it in a special. I'm not optimistic because there's a bunch of other things people want in there, but certainly wouldn't hurt to ask the governor to get control of forfeited funds. In fact, they currently report those funds to his office. He could probably, through executive order, do a better job of declaring how they could better enforce the use.
Senator Whitmire, Barack Obama has talked about decriminalizing, not legalizing, but decriminalizing marijuana. A lot of studies in Europe and other places show, and Mexico's looking at this because their whole society's collapsing from the drug wars. What about, I mean, 80 years ago, you could buy heroin and cocaine at every corner store, and less people used it. What about not legalizing it, but decriminalizing it so that there's not giant profits associated? And then most experts believe that would really dissipate a lot of the violence.
Well, it's an interesting discussion. Probably don't have enough time today, but I've never really entertained that idea because I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But I did read with interest what Mexico's proposing this morning. You know, I'm not ready to decriminalize drugs, but certainly being smart about fighting them and dealing with people who have the habits which you're contributing. But
what about going after banks that launder the money?
Everybody. That'd be a hell of a good group to go get some of their felony forfeiture funds.
Okay, well, we appreciate you joining us. Do you happen to have in front of you the bill number?
No, I don't have the bill number. I really honestly don't.
I know they're always changing it,
well,
too.
Well, we actually put it on another one. Because of the mess put in the House, it ended up on about three different bills, and I don't know the numbers in front of me.
No, I know. For those that don't know around the country,
It'll be a new number as we start over.
Sure, because Texas, for those that don't know, only has a session every 2 years, so it's a wild, wild event with bills changing and things going wild. What about Texas being in session every year? Do you support that?
No, I go back and forth, and you know I've been there a long time. I will suggest it's getting more and more difficult to do a good job in 140 days over 2 years. Am I there to propose being there every year? Not on all topics, maybe the budget for sure. But I will suggest what we've got now is pretty broken. I mean, our state is just, our government and our system hasn't kept up with the growth of the state. On the other hand, you can draw a comparison with Washington, who meets full time, and they don't do much better. So,
well, I've always been against them.
Too much government is something that I would be concerned about.
Sure. No, I was about to say I've always been against meeting every year because it allows the bureaucracy to stir up trouble. But I'm seeing in Texas the opposite.
Yeah.
All the bad stuff gets passed. All the chicanery, like what Kirk Watson does, sliding stuff in at the last.
Yeah.
It almost seems worse, but I don't know.
It's hard. You know, the problem is if we're not down there more regularly, the bureaucrats, the department and agency heads run things pretty independently of any of us while we're gone. So
it's six one way, half a dozen the other.
I could argue either way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Senator, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
All right. Stay in touch. Bye.
You bet. Good luck with your bill. And that is Senator John Whitmire joining us from Houston, District 15. And I tried to slip in the drug decriminalization. And notice the big conservative guys now having to at least say he'd think about it. Because everybody knows this drug war is a fraud. And we know who's making the money, the big banks. And that's why they want to keep it illegal, because that boosts the price. We'll be back with a lot of key news and information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Yeah, we've come a long way since the days of Andrew Jackson.
1914, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there
little
was
pleasures.
We fired
hot, delicious coffee.
And they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river.
We looked down a river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many
of them. That was a Hoosh-like gesture right there.
We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Hoosh is Paul Hartman's nickname.
We could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets, if we looked them in the eye, we held our fire.
We got David in New York, Paul Germany, Jim Scotland, Garrett Mississippi, MHL and PA and others. I'm going to go to you here in just a moment. Then I'm gonna take those five calls. I'm going to news blitz till the end of the show with news I haven't gotten to. And there's, believe me, a lot of it. I'm getting better and better about covering it all. I just get stuck on the earth-shattering huge events in Iran to get ready for war with them. North Korea trying to force them into launching a nuke. globalists mean business. I'm going to get into this other news here about the water supply, the feds federalizing that, feds to get power to target websites making false claims. I mean, wait till we go over this. But first off, a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. Home Gain is one of them. Max, the little orange gorilla, is up on InfoWars.com. He is the Home Gain mascot, so look for him when you're on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The website is HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. It's an absolutely free site, and it can save you or make you a lot of money, depending if you're buying or selling a home. Been around for more than 10 years. You put in your address. It tells you what the market, what the realtors are seeing your house is worth according to the market. You know, depending if so you can find out if they're telling you the truth or not. You can also, there's another thing like Home Sale Maximizer, about what home improvements increase the sale price of your house for the smallest investment. And they got a bunch of other systems like Street View. They've got just a bunch of great free services. Check this out. Do yourselves a favor. HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com today. And then, of course, this fabulous sponsor. When I found out that the owner of FrontSight was a fan of the show, it blew me away, because I did a little bit of shooting contest back when I was in college. One of my dad's friends, Dr. Dillingham, got me into it, and we'd do competitive shooting with rifles at 1,000 yards and some of those obstacle courses where stuff's popping out and you do different stuff with different guns and they put it in the computer and the cops would get mad, like the third time I did it, because I was like out of 50 people, I'd be number three, and they'd get real upset. But side issue, those cops would get so excited when they were doing it and miss. But I wish I had time to do that today. The point is, everybody talked about how great FrontSight was. People were wearing FrontSight shirts. Now, it was the best, and it was better than law enforcement and military training. And so when they contacted us about being sponsors, I was really impressed with that. And then they have a deal they're offering for a limited time that I've never heard of them doing. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners? This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal. And it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. Go to the website, FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Or visit them by clicking the banner on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What happens is I have one sponsor an hour, and then I wait till the end, do them all here together. So I appreciate everybody paying attention, but these are all important sponsors. And lastly, ColaBlue.com. I got one in my house. I got one in my office. It is the only water you can find that's guaranteed to have no fluoride in it, because it gets into wells. It gets into bottled water. Most bottled water is out of tap. It's just been filtered. That's better than nothing. It does reduce it. This keeps it all out because it's out of the air. This isn't hooked to the tap. This is coming out of the air. This is coming out of the atmosphere. This is going into the illuminated tank. It goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, or ColaBlue.com. Get yours today. And they've even got little generators and solar systems that are very inexpensive on the site that go with the system, that are calibrated for it, where you can be out off the grid with this. I'll tell you, Jesse Ventura got one, just off record, you know, only on air. ColaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. Now, he heard about them. First, he saw one at Willie Nelson's house with me, and then he heard about them on the air. He's like, I want one of those in Mexico when I'm surfing. 800-691-6043, ColaBlue.com. Okay. Thank you, sponsors. You made it all possible. Let's now go to the calls here. Let's go to the foreigners first. They're probably on IP phones. They may be on their own dime. Paul in Germany, then a little closer, 600 miles closer, Scotland. Paul, Jim in Scotland. Paul in Germany, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. It's really an absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
listening to you for about 2 years now, and I about 3 months ago, I believe, I started subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, thank you. You're making it possible. The support is very vital.
Well, it's a pleasure, because if we don't support you, we don't support freedom. I lived all my life. I was born in 1951, and I believed in all the American dreams. And I always remember the midnight ride of Paul Revere. And what would have happened if Paul Revere did not put the saddle on the horse and do what he did? And what I see is that you are the Paul Revere, and all the people that subscribe to you and try to put out the message are Paul Revere's.
Yeah, we should call it the Paul Revere Society, but I got to do a variant of that because Michael Savage has that.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not trying to coin a phrase or anything like that.
No, I'm saying it's a great idea, and I thought of it. I thought of making a pin, a hat pin or something with a Paul Revere, on a horse. I mean, we have a shirt with that on it. Will you guys give me the shirt? I want to show folks. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is, if we don't rise up, if we don't saddle the horse, if we don't do what we should do as American citizens, if we don't respect what our heritage is, then we can't expect much from our government.
Absolutely. And look, the World War II generation were great people. My grandpas were that. But I don't think they were the greatest generation. I really think it was the founders. If you really study history, these were people, Ticonderoga, dragging cannons to the snow, and their old shoes would break up and fall apart with a blood trail. I mean, this is the prototype. And, our World War II generation were great folks, but then they believed, oh, we're the good guys, everything's fine. Their kids were spoiled rotten. Their kids were demons. That's me. Young people really do have some serious problems. Very lazy, expect everything. And now they won't let the kids have fist fights, dodgeball. You go to jail if you do it, so then they just shoot each other. We're never allowed to experience true grit or develop any type of guts. And so we've turned into a nation of just, not all of us, but myself included, softies. We got to get tough again. And we got to get serious. People don't see themselves as Paul Revere. They don't respect themselves. That's why the mainstream media attacks me and uses COINTELPRO to demonize me and pull me down and say I'm not for real, because they're scared that if other people see themselves as Alex Jones and Alex Jones sees himself as Paul in Germany, all of us start seeing ourselves as the answer and realize it's up to us, then the New World Order is in deep trouble. So they have to destroy the idea that anybody's legitimate, that anybody could stand up, so people don't believe in themselves. So, yes, we need to saddle up, and people then want to saddle up in an incredibly fancy way. You just got to go to city council and say, don't fluoridate my water. Or go to city council and say, we don't like the feds taking over our highways. Or go to city council and say, we don't want S-787 to take over all the city's water. Or we don't want the IMF and World Bank taking over. We don't want a new banking dictatorship. And if we just do that, the New World Order can't win if we just say no, no, no. And so I agree with you, my friend.
It's trying to get people to actually do that.
Well, they better get up off their butts and they better do it, because the New World Order is closing in.
That is exactly the problem. Somebody like you, I have the utmost respect for what you've done and how you approach it. You woke me up along with David Icke and so on. When and how do we finally realize the revolution is here?
It starts when you stop eating GMO and we all fall off the wagon. It starts when you stop drinking fluoridated water. It starts when you get out of the petty programs fighting with your wife or husband. It starts when you stop being a coward.
The New World Order pretty much decimated the family.
No, I know. Listen, Paul, I know, and God bless you, and that's why we got to pull it together. and realize what they've done. And look, First Madison Avenue makes them feel inadequate. So a guy runs off because he deserves to have more women than just his wife. And all of, you know, we're all hypocrites. None of us are perfect. I'm not up here on a high horse. I'm saying what we need to shoot for. Then it makes the women feel like they need more. Well, I shouldn't have to work. I shouldn't have to take care of my kids. I should be able to go out and have fun. That implodes society and creates bondage and pain. Number one, we got to get confident and realize that we don't have to look like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie to have value, that it's what our soul is, and that people are in danger, and that even if we're poor, there's people worse off than us. And by helping others, we build ourselves. I don't know how to, it's just a spirit. It's a spirit of liberty, spirit of goodness, spirit of freedom. We got to grow that spirit in ourselves, and it's a light shining out against the New World Order in the darkness. Great, great points, Paul, but I got to jump to others. Jim in Scotland, go ahead, sir.
I was wondering if you could tell me what, if anything, you know about Project Camelot.
Project Camelot, what's that? Jim in Scotland, you were saying something about Camelot? Jim, are you still there? So now I'm curious. Okay, well, I appreciate your call. That rings a bell. I think I've seen a YouTube channel that does interesting interviews or something like that. I'm not sure, though. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to update you on the Farmingdale Homeland Security situation that we have going on here. I was hoping that somebody with a camera, I don't have the means to take pictures of it, but, you know, this is a dry run for disembarking us off the train, putting us in security zones, and shaking us down before they caught us off to the internment camps.
Well, they admit, sir, they admit that TSA nationwide is going to run checkpoints at trains and buses and search everyone and areas. We've gotten calls from all over the country, but it's in the news they're doing it. And so I mean, absolutely. But, you know, they have disposable $5 cameras. They have really cheap little digital cameras now. They got cameras for $100. They're Sony that are, you know, like 5 megapixels instead of 12 that shoot video. That's pretty good for YouTube. But where are you? What's going on? What do folks need to do?
Well, some folks need to get down there and take a few pictures there in the New York area, go down to the Farmingdale train station. It's set up there like a Homeland Security disembark off to the internment camp. It's a practice run, a dry run. As a matter of fact, the TSA in their paperwork say that they won't just randomly check bags, that we should all expect for our bags to be checked.
No, that was in the New York News. Everyone will be searched. They go, oh, it's not discrimination. All of you go on the secret list and can't own guns. They're openly saying millions more will be put on it. No judge, no jury, no way to find out how you got on the list. Just, I mean, it's anti-freedom. It's 180 degrees. If here's liberty, it's the opposite. I mean, you know, polar opposites.
Just a dry run for the people who are going to the PGA tournament to get off the train and get on the bus and condition them to thinking, oh, this is
no. They always do it at football games, high school games, with the Army showing up, the Kentucky Derby, big events, because people want to get in. It's like, well, you don't have to come in here. This is a private event, and they get you to waive your rights. But yeah, no, everyone's going to be searched. This is the new America.
Yeah, perfect gentleman during the day, but just to let you know, I got off the train at 11 o'clock at night when all the PGA stuff was over with, and what do I see? First thing I see is a cop hassling some young man with his sister and his mother in a car, and a bunch of people standing around watching this cop go animal on these people, apparently for no apparent reason.
No, I know. They've gone crazy. They're stealing everybody's wallets. I'm telling you, folks, this is real. They're telling the cops to act like this, that they're moving on us. Sir, did you see Napolitano admit everything I said? Literally, he admits he listens to the shows, but as his producer. That wasn't allowed on Fox TV. I'm going to play the whole thing in the next segment. It was only put on the Internet. But here's Fox admitting the Federal Reserve will rule everything. No Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no nothing. Specifically, though, you're witnessing the checkpoints where they're just having their way with people.
Absolutely. And they herd you like cattle. No different. There's a bunch of people waiting on the platform to direct you to the place where you're going to wait in line to get your name checked off. Then from there, you proceed to the security zone where they pat you down and shake you down, put everything into a plastic bag so you have nothing in there that's going to intimidate anybody or anything like that.
No. Life in America will be like the airports. I appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Nobody says, you know what, I don't like that. Nobody says, I don't want that. Nobody going to the PGA. Everybody's going to line up and go, hey, I'm going to the PGA. Just do whatever.
Hey, everybody to go to Disney World, everybody to go to stores. Now it's grocery stores. They just say, got a hand scanner. You can't pay with cash or credit card. And they just go. And if you start saying no, they get on the phone and security guards, I got one of them. And it's like, and the cops are like, why aren't you doing it? You're not with Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm not kidding, folks. They got them where, I mean, you can wear this to a grocery store. I've been wearing this in the grocery store and had security come up and look at it when I'm in, you know, by myself looking at stuff and just like walking up going, oh, God, I got one with a Paul Revere. Oh, man, that Paul Revere was bad. That's worse than Jeffrey Dahmer. These people are, just look at it. Live free or die. How dare me. You know what? I don't know if I have time for the Napolitano. I played part of it. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get the feds to get power to target websites making false claims. And then I got these other articles here. The text of S-787 Clean Water Restoration Act. It's passed the Senate committee, and it total federalization of all water.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Ira Haynes
Ira Haynes.
You know, the only reason the globalists might succeed is what they're doing is so over the top. I mean, just no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, you're all terrorists. We're going to put you on secret lists, not let you have jobs. We're going to track off an ID card, everything you buy, sell, and do. I read that 12 years ago off Club of Rome documents. Now Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, yeah, your whole carbon record, everything you buy, sell, and do will all be chronicled on your national ID card. We want to adopt it worldwide. She goes to China and gives that speech. I mean, just total slavery, total control. Probably 30 times worse than 1984 in the level of surveillance and control. Bureaucrats, just bureaucrating, nanny stating you to death. All these, it's perfect plan. All these lazy, stupid Americans and lazy, stupid Europeans will be feeding and will all have little clipboards and power backed up with guys with machine guns. You don't like being our slave? Ah! Oh, give us the property. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they mean business. They are big, fat parasites. So you want to be dominated by lesser men who know how to combine their forces together and gang rape you financially? Get ready. They've introduced the Cyberbullying Act. They got Hannah Montana, the TV character, the Cyrus idiot, that openly says the government will decide itself if you've hurt someone's feelings. Federal indictment looks like that's going to pass. The hate crimes bills are probably going to pass. Feds to get power to target websites making false claims. Key story from PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson. The Federal Reserve refuses to disclose where trillions of dollars in bailout money went, and yet the FTC is more concerned about snooping into the financial affairs of bloggers who make a few bucks off affiliate relationships, according to new guidelines set to be introduced next year that would give the government a foot in the door to regulate and shut down blogs for making false claims. And they say, we're going to do this for political stuff, too. The FTC is now going to be everything. No judge, no jury, just look. Hand your money over at the barrel of a gun. We're the government. We work for offshore banks. Governor vetoes child abuse bill. This is out of the Statesman. This is just incredibly good news. Just came out. And it admits that it would have violated the Fourth Amendment. You child molesters, you still try to run around and you still violate the law and snatch kids, and now people are prosecuting you because you get outside your agency purview, and that little immunity claim's being pierced, and you big fat pedophiles are going to prison. Ha! You didn't get your stinking bill. We stopped you again, you maggots. I hate you, and we will defeat you and crush you, you maggots. We're calling you out. We're not cowed anymore. We're not laying down anymore. Period. Unbelievable. Got all this other news. It's just insane. Folks, you've got to read this. Tomorrow I'm going to get some guests on about this, and I'm going to go hog wild with this because it's set to pass the Senate and the House. Imagine the federal government taking over all waterways, all water. Under the Wetlands Act, they were taking people's property, saying they couldn't build on it. If it had like a puddle of water, you'd build a fence. They'd come seize it, put fines on you. People sued them and beat them because they didn't have that authority. This bill legislatively says all water, puddles, aquifers, everything, so they can then stop wells, put meters on your wells, tax you. In Austin, they grabbed over 20,000 acres from people under the guise of the aquifer with local scams. So imagine what they're going to do with this scam. Nothing to do with water. Totally targeting Texas and the South and places that don't have a lot of federal land. I mean, I forgot the key. There is 4 to 5 times we read the bill, buffer zones around a cattle pond, a creek, a river. So let's say you got a creek that ain't even on your property. They're going to claim no Bill of Rights. They can come on your property. They can do whatever they want with buffer zones that they decide around the land, around the water. So just if you got waterfront property, look out. Because here come the federal scumbag parasite filth. The bankers are imploding America by design. They've got to put the country into receivership. And the ports, the roads, the water, it's all theirs. Unless we stand up and say this is illegitimate criminals, we're saying no. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.